like some solid.
Fucking happy Friday. We're recording this on a Friday. Mm-hmm. I am drinking, I don't know, what am I drinking?
Canadian Club ginger ale.
It tastes exactly like ginger ale.
Mm, does it?
That's the podcast. See you guys. We'll see.
Anyways, it's actually, I like, you know what I like to do with this drink? I like to keep it warm so that it tastes like tea.
That is...
I don't like to put it in the fridge because like I'm having a cold these days, so I just leave it outside and drink it like tea.
Okay, it's seasonal.
Oh. I don't drink it like tea, but like, you know.
That's interesting. Yeah. You take your drinks like
regularly,
seasonally, like in a certain way.
Yeah.
I guess like in the summer you would buy mojitos.
Is there like pumpkin spice liquor? That would be awesome.
I don't know, ask the local white girl in your area and we'll figure it out.
I've been drinking a lot of pumpkin spice lattes, so.
Pumpkin
freaks me out.
Really?
Like that Why? Freaks me out taste-wise. Have you ever had pumpkin pie?
No. You? I don't know why I had to think about that.
What did pumpkin pie do to you?
Yeah, actually I did. Pumpkin
pie. What was it like?
Ugh.
Bro, I don't know what side of the...
Mid.
What side we're going to be on, but like, I don't like it, man. And every time I think of pumpkin pie, you know what it is? Because I used to grow up carving pumpkins. Like, you know, just like making the thing, making the pumpkin, making it look cute, whatever, for Halloween. And the guts just all in your hands and it's sticky and it's all over the table.
You're doing something wrong.
What do you mean?
Because it's not like that with me. I just like clean it.
Well, yeah, you take it out, but you got to put it in a bowl. But you're a dumbass kid. You're 10 years old. You're okay. Bound to make messes.
Oh, okay, okay.
And so like, you're just like, what? Anyways, welcome. Hi, episode 4. Literally. Yeah. Talking about pumpkins. Pumpkin spice. I don't know. Is it sweet though? Tart? Sour?
No, it's just warm, you know?
Does it give you a cozy feeling?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Pumpkin but spice. It also makes my stomach hurt. I don't know. Like...
That's like coffee, dude.
I like that. Yeah, it is like coffee because like they add espresso to it. So it's like it wakes you up, but also it's very warm, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm drinking coffee right now with some of that ginger ale thing.
It's a weird mix. Some of that good.
Yeah. If he just disappears, he just fell. Yeah.
If you guys don't see.
Vanishes in the background. Yeah.
But hey, first thing I wanted to talk about actually. Continuing on the trend of the last few episodes of just talking about stories from the childhood and what?
Sorry, my pants are making so much sounds.
That's fine. You know what? I can't do that. Like, I can't do that, but I'm not like... Like, this is why I always sit like this. Like, this feels comfortable.
I think men don't really, like, do that, right?
Yeah, we have spare parts. So that's what we have to worry about. So we're spare like, parts. Yo!
The man spread.
Yeah. I feel like someone's arms around my neck when I do this.
Yeah.
But where was I going again? Oh yeah,
yeah.
Being a young child. the trend of childhood stories. I wanted to talk about how I started gambling at a young age.
Mm.
Anyone that knows me, please know that this was actually just like a happy cute story of me and my buddies on the res. You know, the classic, and we played a game. It was called Centos, in which you pretty much carve out a dugout, a small little dugout, put a stick in the middle, and whatever quarters you could find in your couch, your change on the ground, wherever, like any dimes, nickels, whatever, you take that change and you go beside the deli where you get pizza, slush, Coke, whatever, Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And you pretty much just play a Centos. You're just taking cents. And you're tossing them bitches to get it. The closest to one that's in to the stick wins the pot.
Oh.
So this is why I always look down on the ground, even when I'm walking. And I tend to find money constantly. Because it's from my childhood. I used to just like, me and my friends, we all just gathered up our change. We'd go to, because to get a pizza and a Coke or like one slush was $1.50.
Mm.
So if you could out hustle the gang... You got the pizza and slush. And like for two slices, it was $2.50. So I'd bring three quarters. We'd play for three quarters. Whoever won got the... Okay, cool. I got what? $1.25? Bet. Say less. Let's keep going. Keep going. And it was like... And I was like, oh, this is gambling.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I properly gambled as a kid. Mm-hmm. And here we are. Drinking ginger ale alcohol. That's...
That's cute. Yeah.
Blessings.
We used to do something similar as kids. What we used to do is that we would, I don't know what that's called, but like, for example, if our parents gave us an allowance, like let's say in Syria it was like 5 lira, let's say $5, you know? And then like we, like let's say it's 3 of us. So every day we give all the money to one of us and she can buy whatever she wants. Next day, the next girl gets to take all the money and buy something for herself. So it's like in rotation like that.
Fuck.
Like...
Five, yeah. The currency there five is lira.
Lira? Lira, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Canadian, I mean, dollar.
We pronounce it like lira, but like lira, lira is like, yeah.
I'd name someone that.
Lira?
Lira?
Oh,
lira?
Cool. Lira, if I had a dog, if I had a dog, I'll...
Okay. Oh. I was like, Lira Salas, like a daughter of Carl Salas. And she's like, if I had a dog.
Yes, Papa.
If I had a hamster, I'd be like Lira. No, I think Lira sounds like a cool name.
Yeah.
Our name's Lira.
Besos.
Besos.
Oh. Philippine Besos.
Besos.
Very Spanish, very Mexican.
It is.
Besos.
Besos.
Yeah.
My currency was hair. No, never mind.
Hair?
No, that's a joke. It bombed. Anyways.
Yeah. The earliest also a form of gambling that I had is with pool, the billiards. Ooh. Yeah, and these two know, or maybe at least you know.
Fun fact, Carl is really good at billiards. He hustles. Like, I've been in competitions with him, and he carries. You go to any, like, 8-ball place, he carries. He's out here. Carl's out here. Like,
I don't remember. Did we play?
I taught you how to play.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah.
I have my moments.
And now I take Brad everywhere I go. Oh, my native friend. Taught me how to play billiards.
On the land. In the reservation.
He came all the way.
This stick, this ball, you hit it. I don't know.
In the moon. Many moons he taught me. What?
I taught you. No, it's because I'm actually, like, I'm very good at it compared to other people. And oh, everyone asked me, like, oh, damn, like, how come you're that good? And I'm like, my friend
taught me. This wise man came down from the mountains.
Cameron just suddenly appears.
Taught me the ways of the pool.
Appears in the smoke.
That's so native, bro.
I mean, I have my really intense native moments every now and then. For some reason, it just comes out, you know? It's just a part of me. It's a part of who I am.
Yeah, much love. I wish I had you, honestly.
Whoa.
Not that.
I wish I had you. Again.
If I disappear in the next week.
I swear, guys, he's just teaching me pool. That's it.
This code word. Yeah, the natives do pool different up north. No, I'm just joking. What was the original point? No, Carl's pool. Really good at pool.
Yeah,
I have my moments.
Yeah,
like I have a great night and I can hit everything.
Yeah,
or I'm just completely soft as shit. I can't.
No,
garbage.
Give me a stick, bunch of a table with balls. I'm booking.
Yo, I'm sick.
I realize that. It ain't like that. I promise. Sticking balls.
Come on, bro.
We're children.
The world is children, man. Isn't it crazy? Like, parents are just bigger kids.
Yeah, I realized that. Like, yeah,
everyone's just kids. Like, kids just having kids.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's just like kids. Isn't that weird?
That is us.
Because you grow up thinking, like, oh, everyone knows everything. But at the same time, you're like, oh, you just do stuff. You just, like, exist. You just, like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You make dinner that night. You do the dishes.
I saw this one quote where don't lash out on your parents too much because they're also living life.
Yeah, life is coming at them. Yeah. Life is like they're doing life just as much as you are.
Yeah.
The reason it's so intense for us is because everything's for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like emotions, but like, oh, like it's so dramatic because it's the first time we've been through it. Mm-hmm. But they're like...
I feel like when you're a teenager, you have a hard time realizing that. But like once you hit like your 20s, and you start working, this is when you know, like, oh, okay, now like, I get it.
Oh, bills are coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I might not eat next week if I call it sick.
Yeah. Like, it gets serious and you start understanding oh, like your parents actually, you know.
Yeah, they figured it out as best.
They just want to come back home and have a meal and sleep, you know, like that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to my mom. God bless. She had me when she was 20. I'm 24 now. Like, I can't imagine. Like, hey, yo, she bring big ups. she did her thing. She did her best, and she's still killing it. She's still wonderful, lovely indigenous woman out here, strong willed and shit.
Yeah. You have
love to the moms again.
Love to the moms. We're gonna do it almost every episode.
Yeah.
And it's a good trend. Moms.
Exactly.
It's a good thing. What are you gonna say?
But you had your you were born when your mom was a bit younger, right? 20.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah.
You bring it up like you heard it like a long time ago. Hey,
by the way,
guys, it's been a long day. I'm gonna go home now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, Kyle's drinking coffee. It's been a longer week.
Yeah,
we're recording on a different day than we usually record, just time wise. Rob's tired.
Yeah,
we all be tired. I almost took a nap before like convincing myself.
No, just realized the heat is on.
The heat is it's hot.
Okay, that's why it's so warm.
We literally spilled drinks.
Oh yeah, before we started, we spilled drinks all over the floor.
Yeah,
it's been a long night. Like, yeah, it is what it is. But
it is
shout out to the moms out here, man.
I love the moms.
Always, you know. Mm-hmm. Fuck.
Mom, love you.
Speaking,
Dad, love you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Speaking of families. A few months ago, or maybe a month ago, I don't know, time is crazy, family came over, parents came over, came to Vancouver just for the day, just for like medical trip reasons. But like I had some time to like, oh, like let's show my mom the ocean. One big thing is like, oh, she wanted to see the ocean 100%.
Yeah,
so we got that out of the way. That sounds weird. No, I enjoyed my time. We went to English Bay, we saw some seagulls.
Yeah.
There is a seagull that tried to rob a guy. It was weird. See,
robbing birds
and robbing in my vicinity is a real thing. But they, yeah, like
birds.
This bird was digging through some guy's bag. It was hilarious. But I took the family. So my stepdad, like he's lived in Vancouver in the 90s, in the 80s, in the 90s. I think most 90s. And he had like a whole experience here. Won't get into that detail, but like, I got to walk with him through all his whole, like, yo, I did this here, I did that here, did that, da, da, da. Like, it was such a surreal thing. And it made it very real. Because as a kid, you hear your parents talk about stories. Like, oh, I did this, like, da, da, da. And then, but like, to walk through it with them and them just giving all the descriptions of everything. I was like, oh, shit, I need a beer. But, that same night, I went, on accident, kind of just went bar hopping. Like, we just went bar to bar, like go to a bar, have a drink, just chat about stuff, and then like go to the next bar, chat about stuff, and just like showing my mom like just this experience, just for the time. Like, she's never been to like Vancouver before, and we ended up at the place, you might call it the Roxy. There's a live band.
It sucks though.
It does.
It sucks.
But that night in particular was kind of fun. Because the band that was playing all 90s music.
Oh.
And so my stepdad was fucking going crazy on the dance floor.
Right.
And just at the front yelling at everybody, like getting lit. Man, I was just like chilling with my mom, like just grabbing drinks for us and like just hanging out. And then out of nowhere, this one girl starts, like, she tries to dance with me. And I was like, oh, this is hilarious. I have a girlfriend of 2 years and my mom is sitting right beside me. Obviously, in any situation, I would obviously been like, hey, fuck off. But it was so funny when I was like, hey, my mom's right here. And so she burst out and was like, oh my god. And she started giving everybody hugs. It was overall pretty good night. Clubbing with the family. What an experience. Never thought I'd
Bro,
do
that's,
that.
That's so surreal, right? Like when you club with your family, especially with your mom.
Okay. I know.
Crazy.
He's done it too.
Yeah.
Get into it. I want to hear about, you know.
Yeah. So we basically had a birthday month. Birth month. Yeah. And we wanted to celebrate it on this day together, my mom and I. And throughout that day, we didn't even plan to go to like a club or a bar hop. We just had like just a pretty wholesome family time. You know, go to the seaside, English Bay. And even also sort of like you, where we got to walk through and then maybe chit chat some a bit from my mom's side of how she did things in this area quite a while ago. I don't know why we're living the same lives, but she did.
Kyle's just the Filipino version of me, and I'm just the native version of him.
I see long, it.
In many ways, right?
Long lost twin. Long lost twin.
Anyway, sorry, continue.
Yeah, but you know, we had our paparazzi moment, and also for, from the family within the family, and took photos everywhere. Literally, that's literally our whole family. Just if you didn't take a photo, it didn't happen. So went on a brunch. It was really nice, still wholesome. And after that expensive brunch, we went to, where did we go to next? Oh, we watched the Barbie. That was nice. The Barbie. That was great. We love Barbie.
Did you get mimosas?
Mimosas? Oh, yeah. My mom did, actually. Oh, yeah,
baby. Mama Salas knows what's up.
And we watched Barbie and everybody cried, including me.
Me too. Yeah.
Even when the first time I watched it, like, my mom's got to see this, and even also my sisters. And wouldn't you know, we actually went and actually saw the Barbie movie. Very nice, you know, feminine energy. We all cried. And after that, we stuffed ourselves with Brazilian steakhouse.
Damn.
It's crazy. We had a pretty filling day.
That sounds so good.
If you know Filipinos, we love to eat. Of course, we love to eat. And we just basically spent majority of the time of the day there, and everybody was there now because they all just finished work. And one bright idea came from my sister, who's usually just, because she hasn't been to a bar or club, like, because she's more maybe seldom, maybe just more conservative. Aww. I guess, and she's a mom of a mom of a mom now, like, I guess. Like, very mommy. And she was just like, hey guys, like, we should go to a club or a bar. I would never expect her to say that ever in her mouth, like, in her life, especially with the family. And we're like, fuck it, let's go, let's go. And during this whole time, my mom was wearing this tiara, like, oh, Sweet 60, and also this sash, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy well birthday deserved. 60 or something like that. She deserves it, you know. She was wearing a very nice outfit. We were all, like, dressed for a club. And I didn't even put the two things together throughout the day. It's like, you guys are dressed for the club, literally. And we ended up going to a club, and we went to Foxtrot. Foxtrot? I forgot what the name
was.
Is
it lit?
Super lit.
Everybody
super
dancing?
Lit. Everybody dancing. Everybody hollering at, like, you know, my sisters. And I was just like, yeah, bro, yeah. I was just being literally the there, this was being the brother, just like, yeah, bro, yeah, you can say hi to her and whatever, but, you know, don't do anything else.
Shit, okay.
And we got in, expensive entrances, but we got there. Everybody was already super lit. And yeah, we sat down, got approached by a lot of guys, and equally girls as well, like, oh my god,
just like loving the whole,
yeah, like, especially when my mom just came in with a sash and a tiara.
Aww.
You already know that everybody's just, you know, gonna talk about that and looking at her. It was such a special moment for, you know,
so much more wholesome.
And this one girl was just so funny. It was just like, oh my god, is that your mom? And I was like, yeah, that's my mom, yeah, that's right there. I'm like, shut up, she's 60.
Oh,
what the
man.
Hell? She's 60. And then the whole time she just couldn't fathom it at all. Because, you know, good flex. My mom actually, like, doesn't look for her age. So
the Filipino jeans.
She was just like, oh my god, what do you do? I was like, oh, just, you know, I pray a lot, and, you know, I eat good.
Oh,
do some
awesome.
Healthy things.
That's so nice.
And then the whole night was just full of good vibes. Good mm-hmm. night. So that was my story. That was a pretty long story.
Dude, lovely story. Yeah. Mine was, we just got drunk at bars. Yours is really, yeah, that's a lot more wholesome and yeah. beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Even though we were pretty sober, like, we just, yeah, our family is pretty, like, against alcohol. But
yeah. I mean, the trend is, like, you know, yeah. you don't have to be fucking hammered.
Exactly.
To be like, just
exactly.
have fun, you know?
You still enjoy it.
Yeah. You know? It's just good vibes. Good vibes Sarah all Bob. Around.
Club with your family?
Never. No.
I don't know.
We have, like, we do club at home.
That's a vibe though too.
That's a vibe. My family is more of like movie nights.
Me too.
Like we do a lot of that, or like just a trip to like the, like, you know, we went, I forgot the name of the place, but we went to near Whistler. Mm-hmm. We went on a trip like that and stuff. So it's like their vibe is more of like just
experiences.
Yeah.
Going, doing things
like
together,
having like cute lunch and then go experience this, go on a hike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds a bit white, right? Yeah. Go on a hike. And then pumpkin we go camping. No. But like, yeah. Because there's a lot of places in Vancouver we haven't seen yet. So every once in a while we go on a trip, see like a new area. And yeah.
Yeah, I've lived here a long time and still haven't seen a lot of stuff.
Exactly. Because I keep thinking like, on my mind, I'm like, I want to leave Vancouver. Like, I want to like go experience other places, you know? But I'm like, I haven't seen much of Vancouver yet. And I've been here for like 7 years.
That's the adulting. Right. Like, we're just working. Yeah.
Like the other day, I went with a friend to like near English Bay, you know? Mm. Like, not exactly the beach, but we were walking in the Stanley Park, you know? Mm-hmm. That's way too far from English Bay, sorry.
I was like, damn,
I haven't been in nature in so long. Like, am I working and studying that much? Like, I haven't seen trees and stuff in a long time.
Like, you see is like when you look down, you see concrete.
Yeah.
And everything's concrete.
And I mean,
buildings.
Sure, like Vancouver, like everywhere you go, like it's green, it's beautiful, but still like
being
just going in a park, you know, just walking for the sake of it is like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
I know,
we're just so busy all the time.
I know, it sucks. Yeah. And I remember even when we went on Bowen Island for the 2 year.
Also, it's a weird name.
Bowen Island.
Bowen.
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 It sounds like a guy trying to bone you with a speech impediment.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe you're trying to bone. Anyways, on the island, it was surreal because we went, just when we had some time, we went on a kind of like a nice walk through the forest to look at the falls, like just a water kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh shit, I really like haven't been here or in this experience that was such a big part of my life in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back here and it's just like everything, your sidewalk, take a bus.
Sirens everywhere.
Sirens constantly. Car crashes that are just come out of nowhere.
It's super real. Yeah.
A guy that just keeps like twitching. That like looks at you and it's such an interesting experience. We need to go camping as we went camping together and you were there. Like, it could have been such an experience.
Mm-hmm. I know you broke a tree apparently.
I broke a tree. Yeah.
Callback.
Episode. Go watch episode 1.
A lot of wild things happened, but we're gonna leave the details for like a Patreon episode maybe in the future.
In the future, far future.
Because it was very wild.
Far future.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll promote this now. Far, far future. It could be 2 years from now.
Yeah.
If we ever make a Patreon, that is where you'll get the uncut versions of stuff. And just like deeper story. Stories. You'll get stories. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But, so mom, you gotta pay.
you gotta pay for this experience. Yeah, holy crap.
No.
Just block the website from your parents' phones. So they never ever have to see it.
We also did an extra content not too long ago as well.
Yes, we did. Okay. Yeah. So that was good. Oh shit. So we recorded a hot sauce challenge video.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out kind of okay, like we did it, but nothing kind of happened
because we're hot. Mm-hmm. So
valid.
You know, all of my
hot
chins
things
are hot. It's great. Anyways, the hot sauce started off kind of slow, like, but we did something. We escalated it, and there was pain. There was a pain. There was some crying.
Pleasant pains.
Yeah. Someone found religion. May or may not have been me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we escalated it, and that video will come
My
out.
Soul left my body, literally. I had an out-of-body experience. Yeah,
seeing your emotions is, like, very interesting.
Yeah.
Because you do it very stoically.
Yeah.
Because, like,
yeah.
I'll just prefix. in the video, she cries and she's like, I'm crying. And a single tear just went down, but her face didn't change. It was the same face.
But I feel like, a lot is going on in my mind. And I think for the outside world, I look crazy. But in reality, it's
stoic.
I just look
still.
Like static.
Like still. static, like still. Yeah. Like, just like, oh, I'm so in so much pain right now. I am in so much pain. And then a tear, like, it was just...
Exactly. I saw the video back, I'm like, oh, okay.
It's a funny video.
That's what they
it's a
see.
Funny video.
It's a funny video. It'll come out hopefully in the future.
Yeah. So, but, guys, watch that. Watch that. It's coming out soon.
Check it out.
Yeah. But I feel like robots should be modeled after a Bob's emotion or stoicism.
I think they already are.
Like, they already are. Back to this. Maybe you're a robot.
I mean, we all live in the matrix, right?
Oh, fuck.
Would you guys, I gotta go.
We're just programmed in different ways, so maybe I'm just...
Where's the red pill? Where's the blue pill?
Would you guys take the red pill or the blue pill?
I forgot what that means.
I don't know which either of them do. What does it do?
I believe the blue pill just makes you immerse more in the world already.
Yeah.
And the red pill shows you the real side.
Oh,
if,
shit.
If I... Don't get that okay. wrong.
I am the Lulu, so I will take the blue.
So simulation-wise, take the red pill, you see, you're like, okay, you can wake up. You're not in the simulation anymore, and you see the outside world for what it is. Or just take the blue pill and just keep her going.
Blue. Yeah.
Just the blue pill?
I just want to live.
I think me too, yeah. It's too much work.
I have one life, you know, like, I'm not gonna be miserable.
Would you want to wake up?
But I feel like I want to be Keanu Reeves, you know, just fly everywhere. Sorry. And
I didn't mean to laugh so hard. I don't know,
like, Matrix the bullets out of, you know, out of everything. I don't know,
but everything's trying to kill you all the time. It's not stressful. You can't take a day off. You can't sit on the toilet like you usually do to just like find your alone time. Everything, if you take that, you exit into a world you don't know.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool,
but I would have a mental breakdown.
I'd live a week.
This is cool. Yeah. Fair.
Good enough.
Fair. Yeah.
Fair.
You know, but I don't know. I think I'll probably just keep her going. I'll take the blue one. The blue one? The one that you just kind of...
The blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's... Yeah.
Because I feel like that's what I do even on daily basis. Mm. Like, I know the world is... There's a lot of things happening in the world or even in our lives only, you know? Mm. But I like to just, like, be delusional about a lot of things.
You kind of have
and,
to.
And kind of, like, I kind of made a lot of things happen in my life because I was just delusional. Like, oh, this is going to happen. Oh, you know, I'm just, like... going like through my day and just thinking about like some, you know, stupid stuff, but I'm like
to yourself,
and it's fine because, like, you know, like it's better than being serious all the time and being like real all the time, because being serious all the time is just painful.
That's so exhausting.
Because for me, like, when I become serious, it's like maybe a week in the month that I'm like very serious and I think seriously about life, and then the rest of the 3 weeks I'm just like, oh, whatever. Just going, you know, with the flow.
It's exhausting to be serious about stuff.
Yeah,
like just to like have this like this is my thought, and then you're like, oh, okay, I gotta do this, and I don't know, it's just so, I'm just like, let me just laugh. I just want to laugh and like.
We'll just do a podcast. Fuck it.
Let me just make jokes and stuff.
Yeah, like we could die tomorrow.
Yeah, and like I think about all that stuff.
It ain't
too.
That serious. Yeah.
I think about all that stuff too, but I'm just like, okay, if it comes, it comes. I'm not gonna stop it.
Yeah.
I can't stop it.
Speaking of this conversation, I think what triggered it, I guess, also like the daily, what do you call it? Like
daylight saving time.
Daily savings.
Oh,
daylight savings. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
Daylight savings. It's
daylight
thing
savings.
We have for farmers.
Suddenly, like, depression hits, you know? Like, suddenly you were fine and, like, like when daylight savings started, like I'm just like, what happened, you know?
For me, I was like, I got extra hour of sleep. Fucking bad, dude. Say less. I don't have to wake up yet. Maybe that's a depression thing too. I don't have to wake up yet. Oh,
yeah, maybe that went longer.
You're like, oh fuck.
What pills are you taking, Cameron?
Guys, it's been a long
week. Are you sure you're still taking just melatonin?
Yeah, guys, I've been making out with other pills other than melatonin. Sorry, guys. It's been tough.
Because I feel like since I moved to Vancouver, I tried my best to not let that weather affect me, mm-hmm. you know, but like, and it's fine.
It's affecting me too.
But it's just like the daylight savings, like, oh, like I like seeing the sun, you know, I like, yeah.
So I have a thought on this. Because Vancouver, it's wintertime here is like, oh, like we don't really get snow.
Yeah.
That a crazy amount as much as we do get rain. And rain, it's cloudy, it's dark, it gets dark early and it's just raining and it's sad. It's just like a, I don't know, a painful feeling. But wintertime for me growing up was always so bright because of the snow. Wintertime comes, it's snow. So you wake up, everything's bright. It hurt, even walking outside, it hurts to like keep your eyes open. Because fucking sun reflects off the snow.
The white, yeah.
Yeah, the white. I don't know. But,
don't cancel us.
No, but snow, it's so it's so bright.
It's
so
different.
Light.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
So, yes. Like,
but Vancouver, I like the stage where like the trees are still there, like the yellow, the orange, fall. The red. It's kind of cool, you know? But once the trees die, this is when it's like...
I know that there's no leaves. Like,
yeah.
You just see little
branches.
They're all thin.
And it's just like dark outside and
constantly
gloomy,
rainy.
And there is no sight of the sky, you know?
No
and...
sky.
Yeah.
Can't see the moon.
Yeah.
But that's where it starts to get festive because people decorate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
The
but like.
And
you can only walk so much, man, bro. sadness. He catches up to you.
Like, along the way.
Like,
and
oh,
you
nice.
See a pair of lights.
Yeah. Nice reindeer. Then... that reindeer got ass. God damn. And then it's back to depression.
Vancouver, pretty much.
Vancouver, you know? Like, oh, so nice. And,
yeah.
Like, and then you just kind of go down. You know, but
yeah.
Like
yeah.
It's just so the weather, it's effective for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just growing up with snow, like everything was so bright. Now it's so like gloomy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the gray.
And that's why I like to put like warm lights in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That helps you feel warm. I
Recharge.
Guess warm inside.
Warm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
I didn't realize this, but like also at my work, you sit under office lights. Those are fucking draining.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I think they designed those to just tire you out for some reason.
Because I would like, because working in none of the other situations, like I was kind of fine. Like, oh, lights are lights.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh, these are really draining. I feel like I got older. Like, like a wrinkle appeared and then like another one.
Yeah, I feel like cool lights just make you ugly, you know?
That's probably.
It. Yeah.
Cool lights.
You could see like every line, every pore, everything.
I'm a dumbass. So these videos, actually every like videos, YouTube videos, watching stuff, I do it in the dark. Really bad for your eyes. I've really set myself up for a lot of pain in the future. So growing up, like when I was a teenager, I used to play basketball religiously. Mm-hmm. Played it like literally every day. I'd get off school, go directly to the court, come home 10 o'clock at night, shovel down some food. If you work out, the amount of food you eat is fucking doubled. It's crazy. Anyways, I would roll my ankles, sprain my ankles, constantly playing games. Just even in our season, like I fucking fucked up my ankles, and that has torn up my knees too. My knees too. And even one point, the doctor like so the tendon that was attached to the back of my heel bone. Like it stretched so hard that the bone it just kind of chipped off and just it was separated. So like the chip was just like flailing. And so he was like, okay, it will heal properly if you don't do any like activity. You can walk because it's just one motion. But if you can't do like basketball, you can't go diagonally like really fast or like something like playing soccer, like being ridiculous. So I was like, bet. I'm a king. I got this. So I wear an ankle brace. I'm doing the things for like a week. And then school is like, hey, we're going to go on a big outdoors trip. Let's go on this big hike. It's 6 hours up. Stay at a lake. Another like few 4 hours up to a big hut. It's called Conrad Kane Hut. Mm-hmm. And then another like 10 hours total down mm-hmm. to come home. And like a week prior, I couldn't walk on my foot. Uh-huh. And I had crutches. And now this week, I was like, oh, I'm just walking. It's one motion.
Right.
So I just wore an ankle brace and did this whole trip. I don't know what consequences King. Are going to come to me in the future. But yeah, that's... Oh yeah, by the way, the editing in the dark. This is where my point started.
Yeah.
My eyes are probably going to go at some point in time too.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. Don't touch my ankles because they will disappear.
Yo, do the ankle thing, Cameron.
Do the ankle thing. Just take it off. Shake someone's hand with it and then put it back on.
No, yeah. that's very real. I haven't even like checked up on my health with any health doctor stuff. At all. So I don't know how to feel about myself right now because mm-hmm. it's been about 10 years probably, or maybe even a bit longer than that since I last
why
got
laughing?
Checked.
So I don't know why we feel like we sound like 50 year olds.
Yeah, holy shit. Vancouver has been tough on us, bro. We all aged.
We're talking about like our blood pressure. All
our fucking doctor checkups.
Jesus. We aged like 40 years
in Vancouver. We're only episode 4 in. We're all fucking old.
We're already complaining. Old.
Carl's getting to that age, guys. I don't know if he's gonna make it to the next episode. Oh god. You know, in happier light.
Yeah.
Fucking hi, how are you guys? Holy shit. Oh my god. I got pushed at Walmart the other day. Are you crying?
Crying from laughing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so get your doctors to check on you.
Hey, everything your parents told you to do, go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it. Mm-hmm. Do everything.
Yeah. Eat your veggies.
Eat your vegetables. Clean your dishes.
Don't walk it off.
Yeah, please. Don't walk it off. Don't walk off your injuries. Yeah. Hey, dads out there, fuck you. You've conditioned us to like be like, oh, we're good. We can do it. No, go get yourself checked out.
Go get yourself checked out, please.
It matters, you know? Oh, actually, no, I don't even want to. It's not my business to share. Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, shit.
Your ankle?
Dude, our memory's going too, bro. We're old. Our memory's going away.
At the end of this podcast, we just walk off in canes.
Bro, we're not even going to remember we did a podcast. Why'd they stop uploading? Retirement, man.
Back in my day.
Back in our day.
You have any of those stories? You probably have because your grandpa's awesome, but back in my day. Yeah, I've never
grandparents
had that
doing that.
I've never had that. Sorry?
Grandparents doing that?
Yeah.
Like, being like, back in my day, I did this, huh?
Yeah.
I used to smoke cigarettes out, elephants. I won't finish that. Anyways, but like, yeah, okay. There's a few, I think. There's a few. There's a lot about law breaking. Like, back in my day, I used to drunk and drive and do all this shit. And I was like, well, okay. You're good now. Like, here's a breathalyzer. Let me double check before I get in the car with you, Grandpa. Or Grandma, or whoever. Not even anyone in particular. But just, like, older generations, they're just like, oh, I could just fucking get hammered, drive over here, drive over there. It's like, how about don't do that?
Do nots. It's either, like, really wholesome with old people.
Yeah.
For me. Or weird.
Or just breaking laws.
And racist.
Oh, that's okay. Right. I mean, hey, that's a law. You're racist. That's fucked up.
Don't be racist.
Don't be fucking racist.
Old people.
I feel like for old people, because like once they get old, they don't feel perceived by society anymore. Mm. So they feel like, oh, I could do anything.
They just don't give a shit.
And honestly, I'm scared of old people because I feel like they're capable of everything, you know? because they just don't care. Like, imagine if you're old and no one gives a shit about you because they're like, you're
50. Well, that's now too, though.
Like, you're 50. Who cares, you know? And you're, like, unrelatable. Like, you know, you don't understand what's going on, you know, like, the trends and all of that. So, like, you just gotta do you and, like, you know, like, you're just doing whatever and, like,
yeah,
people around you are like, what the fuck is he doing?
If you think about whatever. It, that's... Yeah. That's now.
That's what?
True. That's now. That's us now. Like, everyone, you're just doing your own thing. Like, strangers, when you walk down to the grocery store...
Oh, okay.
Did anyone give a fuck to be like,
hey! Yeah, but I feel like, in our age, and even, like, the younger we are, we're more conscious about other people's, like, reactions and things.
True,
like,
actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm more... You think you're so perceived?
Yeah.
You know? But, like, true. The older you get, the older you get, the more you realize no one cares. No one, everyone's just in their thoughts. Everyone has their own life. No one cares about you, you know? So I think when you're very old, that feeling of, you know, people watching, like, just, like, stops and, like, you just do whatever. And that's why I feel like the most, like you know, like, compilations of videos, it's mostly about old people because old people they don't care.
You know? And I love old people. They're just funny, wholesome.
I don't like
kind of scary.
I'm scared of them, yeah.
But, like, I love the wholesome... videos. What?
It's just a revolve. I know, I'm just kind of scared of them.
We're just learning of our fears. What's your biggest fear? I don't even know this.
Biggest fear?
Biggest. Don't go existential, like.
Biggest fear. Loneliness
in the closet and I can't handle it.
Biggest fear. Wow.
Spiders. Bananas?
I don't know. I just.
Bombing,
I think I just faced all my fears, to be honest. At this point.
Holy
I
fuck!
I overcame.
Okay, I'm not that. I'm not that.
He's not wearing that much of a little bit like a pastor, right?
He looks like a priest right now. So it makes sense.
My son and daughter. I don't know. May your fears go away in the name of the Lord.
Yeah, he's a priest for fear. That's all. That's all. No, no, like
the fears.
Something simple. Stubbing your toe. Yeah. I have fears of that. Dude, I fucking hate. I stub my toe more than I should.
Yeah, I guess simple pains. I don't know. Or actually, no. This is actually a biggest thing of mine.
Yeah. The face. Sorry, just something just clicked in my your head. Brain. Something just clicked in my head of one of my biggest fears.
One of my biggest fears is because people around me, especially with my family, they believe really heavily on the supernatural stuff. So, they just tell me stories, even when I was younger, up till maybe now, of ghosts appearing and astral stuff happening around them and really scary things, like supernatural things. And I was just like, when am I gonna get to see this shit? Like, just wishing for it for some odd reason. I don't know. It's just the big curiosity part of my brain. But that's my biggest fear is one day it come true and I'm just there, like, probably having a heart attack or worse. Like,
that is fucked.
I don't know. That's my biggest fear.
You want to see it?
I sort of do. Is that weird?
Like, no.
See a ghost.
Confirmation.
Like, confirmation. You know?
Just like, hey, if it's
not tonight, please. He's not tonight. Let me just get a breather, like, maybe for the next couple of years or so.
Then, are you sure you're going to make
show
it?
Show up. Thank you.
I mean, just turn off all the lights.
So grim, bro. No, I don't know. Like, we just talking about old age and death.
Let's do it now. Let's just turn off all the lights.
No.
And, you know, Google some witchcraft.
I remember, like, when I was a kid, they were, like, some of my friends, of my, like, kid, like, we're young, we're stupid. I've just been like, oh, let's do a seance. And I didn't know what it was. I thought it had something to do with Dragon Ball Z. What?
Collect all the nine balls.
Yeah.
Shenron comes up. This fucking dragon.
They're like, oh, let's have a seance. Like, let's do this. So we would get in a circle around, like, a memorial. What?
Sorry, that's not my friend. Keep going about that.
I thought it was like Dragon Ball Z related, so I was like, oh, but they were like, it's supposed to be scary, man, like demons and all stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, cool, crazy, this is like wild. And so they're like, oh, Cameron, you got to do it, but you got to know the words to do it. Like, summon
whatever. That's freaky.
Like, but I didn't know the words, so I was just like, started doing Migos ad libs. I was like, mama! Yeah, and that was like the whole experience. But my fear, what I wanted to bring up. Yeah,
your fear, your guys' fears. Yes.
So I have a friend, a buddy of mine. Around a random moment in time, he started to just like look ill, like just like not ill, but he just like in pain. He looked in pain. He looked in pain all the time. I was like, oh, what happened? Like, what's going on? So as a guy, we have our situation going on, and there's vas deferens connecting to our testicles. So those cords pretty much got tangled.
How is that possible?
I don't know. So it's a medical emergency. It can lead you to like lose lose your shit, like you're kind of fertile,
right?
But what he said is it's fucking worst pain he's ever felt ever. And this guy was a literal stuntman, dude. This kid would do anything. He was that kid that just would, he would fucking drive a quad off a thing and hit like another, like he was wild. But he hate, like, this was the worst pain. And when I just would sit and think about it, even when I would lay down, I was like, oh my god, like I would get chills. And I can't even imagine. You have to get surgery to get it fixed too.
Fuck.
That cord just getting tangled up in there, and it's just pain all the time.
So that's your biggest fear?
Yeah, I don't want to, like, I wake up and
that's very specific.
Because anything to, like, as a guy, as a guy, do you know how, like, what, like, this area is just, like, sacred. Like, it just needs to be, like, anything happening to it, it's like, I can't fathom, I don't have brain, the part of the brain that knows how to deal with that. I think I would just shut down, like...
Guys, this is it.
Yeah,
then
we're gonna bring in Carl to like fucking pray to bring me back to life. Because
my son, may your balls not be twisted on the next life after that.
Yo, twisted rock. But like, yeah, that shit is. Anyways, that's my more scary. I don't know. I don't like. Weird. Even now, I get like tingles.
Oh my god, okay, yours. That's crazy. Biggest fear would be also supernatural stuff, of course, but I feel like I got used to it, like the supernatural stuff, I made peace with them, you know. Like, I'm like, you know what, like you wanna look at me, like, you not look at me, but like, it's not like I've seen demons. No,
like a sleep paralysis. But honestly,
I mean, I've seen some wild dreams that I felt like I've seen demons, but I feel like I just made peace with it, you know. But the more thing that makes me scared is like, like, let's say I'm walking back home, like, someone following me, you know, someone, like, I don't know, like, doing something to me, like, in a dark alleyway or something. Yeah, or, like, someone breaking in into, like, any house that I'm in, you know? Like, I always, like, have nightmares about these things. Like, I get so scared. And I always have plans on what to do in the back of my head. Like, oh, I should do this.
Yeah, I think in our household, too. Like, even my dad, we had a fish bat, and he kept it beside his bed.
A fish bat.
So it's a bat, but
that's
it's...
funny enough. Like, oh, okay, never mind. I don't want to talk about this. No.
Okay. That was ominous.
No, like, for example, like, I'm scared of these things, but I don't have anything, like, to defend myself, you know? I'm just scared, you know? And I'm, like, so confident that I just, like, just walk anyways, like, you know, I do anyway, like, you know, I walk back home anyways, and, like, I'm...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even, like, I don't have any self-defense
maybe it'll help you, like, feel...
More...
Like, comforted.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like, he would... A fish bat is, like, just a bat that's short.
I should get a weapon.
Yeah. Oh. I thought you talked... I thought you were talking about the...
fishing. What, you fishing. Just kept a fishing rod beside his bed? He's trying to catch these dollars outside. This is an AO.
Like, all these criminals just following the dollar. Like, fishing for criminals. Okay, bet.
No, it's... Yeah. My dad loves fishing. I don't know if he loves it that much, but like... He's just fucking with thieves. Come on, take it. You can take it.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. No, a fish bat.
It's a bat. It's a fish bat. Like, it just
But remember when we were talking the other episode about, like, I was talking about childhood memory, and you guys said, oh, you blocked it because, like, it was traumatic, so, like, you don't remember it anymore.
Yeah.
So another thing that happened, like, speaking of breaking in into, like...
Okay. Sorry, this ginger ass is getting me.
Speaking of breaking in into someone's house, I remember, like, when I was very young, too, that I remember that someone actually broke into our house. Oh. I remember we were doing, like, back in Syria, we were doing renovation to our house, apartment. Mm. And then, like, there was a lot of guys there, like, you know, like, painting the rooms and stuff. And, like, I remember someone sneaked in from the street pretending to be one of the guys that were working. God. And, like, my mom recognized that this guy is not one of the guys that is working. She called my dad. My dad was, like... I mean, grabbed something. I don't remember what he grabbed. And he's like, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of the house, you know, and all of that.
Holy shit.
And I didn't remember this until you said that episode. That, oh, maybe it's a childhood memory that you blocked
out. Yeah.
And then I remembered, oh, like, this thing happened. And that wasn't a dream. That was, like, it actually happened.
Yeah, like, shit like that will leak into your adult. Like,
suddenly, like, on a brain. Tuesday, you remember it, you know,
like, not like even that, like, it'll change how you think about shit.
Yeah,
but then you don't remember it until
you have triggered. Nightmares about it, and then and then you realize, oh, that actually happened.
Do you think that's your childhood brain just trying to protect you?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, hey, like, this is a lot.
Yeah,
you can't deal with this right now.
Yeah,
like,
later on,
just block it out. Like, just play with Legos for now.
Yeah.
Like a fucking intruder.
Yeah, it's, and too maybe much to deal with. I thought I just dreamt about someone breaking in just because, you know, just because. But, like, apparently, like,
it happened.
It happened, yeah.
Fuck.
Is that a thing, like, where you can have someone just maybe talk you into remembering those stuff?
Yeah.
Like therapy.
Well, that's like therapy, yeah. Like, talking, period, is like a healthy thing to do, just like for the human psyche.
Yeah, because I want to do that, because I legit, most of the childhood that I have, or childhood memories that I have, I don't
remember. You will access shit that you never thought you would ever think of. You'd be like, oh, that was not supposed to, like, it'll break you down. Like, you'll cry. You don't know what to feel. Like, you feel tight in the chest and you just can't. You just, like, cry. You just cry.
I feel like every time I make the conversation very serious, like, suddenly.
It's good.
It's good.
I was talking about fucking fishing for thieves.
Suddenly, like, we're all about childhood psyche. And
It's crazy how much you may remember the most or remember the least. Mm-hmm. It just goes on how your experience, like, what you as a kid were comfortable with.
Yeah,
like, oh, this is a huge fear of mine now.
Yeah.
And it just goes away. And then
it didn't go away, but
well, like, it went away. It went away in the moment.
You
thought it was a dream.
Yeah.
And now it's coming back, and it's still affecting you.
Yeah, true.
So now, like, now that it's,
I just need to get a weapon.
But that whole fucking childhood thing is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is the childhood so intense just because everything's new? It's just like everything's the first time, right?
Of course.
Yeah. First time you open a fridge. You know, my uncle tried to put me in the freezer.
Whoa.
Wait, that's like a funny joke. Like,
you know, Jeffrey Dahmer? I don't know.
Did you die, Cameron?
Yeah. Hey, you guys are talking about seeing ghosts. I'm here this whole time. So, like, do you have nicknames growing up? I'll get to the uncle thing, but, like,
yes.
So, like, my nickname was Monster. Lizard.
Damn. Lizard. Okay.
Monster, Lizard, and Chone in my language.
Mm.
Or it might have just been a word my grandpa said for shithead. I actually don't know. But it was like Monster, Lizard, Chone, and then, like, that was it. I would just get called these names.
Mm.
But then, like, because my uncle would just come over to, like, the house, like, our whole family, that everybody would eat. And you know how, like, older, like, uncles or cousins, they just, like, fuck with you? Of course. We'll get you, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Like, they just, like, fucking bug you.
Of course.
And so he's like, oh, I'm going to put you in the freezer. And I remember just being like, bet. This is my time. I'll see you on the other side. Yeah. Anyways, sorry. Childhood nicknames.
Childhood nicknames. Mine was Tata. I don't know if it's derived from Tata, yeah.
Tata. In Arabic, this is grandma, Tata.
Really?
Titi or yo. Tata. Yeah.
Yo, what's up? My name is Grandma.
For me, it's Titi.
Titi.
Sorry. I don't know. Cut that. Titi, that's not real. That's just, I'm being an asshole. Sorry.
I didn't realize it's a Titi.
Yeah, Tata, Titi, Titi.
You know, Tata. Titi means penis. Tagalog.
Say what? Dude, these Grandma people... is on one. Grandma, we got different grandmas are built different in the Philippines, bro. Wait, sorry. Well, no, how do you say them?
Tata. Yeah. And all my family members that are watching this,
sorry, grandma. Definitely. Sorry, Carl's grandma
would definitely know that. No, I think it's my dad that. No, it's actually my friend's dad. Dad's friend. Sorry, my dad's friend that coined that nickname.
Give you Tata.
Yeah, I think it's short for Maktoum.
What's that?
Even though there's really not a correlation.
Between it's short for a different Tagalog word?
It was derived from... No, Maktoum is... Because I was born in Dubai, right?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay.
And Maktoum was one of the kings, like a chubby king. I don't want to offend, you know, Dubai people out there, but...
That's valid.
You know, like big king. Big and king. And I was a bit chubby when I was a bit younger. And all of a sudden, my dad's friend said, oh my God, Maktoum, Tata. And then my dad
came out he was roasting you immediately.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's just more so like, oh my God, Maktoum, it's so cute. You know, like cute it's out of love kind of deal. Yeah. And I was called that, or maybe it's also derived from Tata Ba, which is also like maybe a bit offensive. I don't know. It's not really offensive, but
for like, me, they called me dumbass. That was it.
Dumbass.
Like good luck.
Chone.
You chon. Oh yeah. Chon means shit in Slavey, Northern Slavey. My language. You chon. I heard that a lot, but anyways. I was a rascal. Oh yeah, rascal. A rascal was my other nickname.
Rascal?
What? Yeah, rascal.
Oh.
Just like you're a little rascal.
Oh my God.
I got rascal a lot. Yeah. And it's just because I would just go around and do stuff. You know, I was a graffiti artist for a little bit.
When you were a kid?
Yeah. So there was a game called Train.
Uh-huh.
Trane. Yeah. Not train, like SkyTrain.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with this game. And it's just about like a New York artist, spray paint artist. And he was just like going around making graffiti and like going through this thing. This is where I found out about the brand Obey.
Like, they do a lot of...
O-B-E-A. Or OBEY. Yeah, stencil art, all this stuff. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is so cool. So I went around the town just with a permanent marker. I wrote like CJM train on stuff.
God.
I was like, yeah, train's in town. No one knows who he is. It was me.
I always wondered, like, who does these things in the streets?
And it was me.
Apparently, it was just Cameron.
It was just Chone.
It was your boy Chone. But like, there's a big rock in Delaney somewhere. It's just filled with a bunch of spray paint from me and my buddy.
Really?
Yeah, you think it's still shout there? You out, bro.
You think it's still there?
I think so. Unless they moved the rock.
That's
unless the
dope.
walk. Oh shit!
Walk. Yeah.
And the walk.
No, but my name Tata Ba. Like, I think it's no. It's a word in Tagalog meaning getting fat or tata ba.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Good.
Either or.
Good.
Mine tata. were just like simple. Just like cute. Like oh rababa.
Bub. Oh that's rababa. Cool.
Or,
that's
so cute. When I was like starting my Facebook venture.
Oh yeah.
But like people called me Rebo.
Rebo.
Yeah.
And then I got Bebo. Callback.
Oh yeah.
Episode 1.
Yeah. And then like most of my girlfriends call me Ruru, like in Syria.
Ruru's
know? Like, no, actually they didn't, but like it's kind of like a nickname for all girls that their names start with R. Mm-hmm. They call you Ruru, you know?
I call you Bob now.
Do you? No, you don't.
Bobby. Oh, actually I call you it when I'm talking to others.
Mm.
Like the lady. I'll be like, oh, went to Bob's house.
Oh, cute.
Call you Bob.
But my boyfriend calls me Rabzi.
Rabzi?
And I like
that's kind of nice.
I really like it. Rabzi.
Rabzi.
Mm. Carl, you don't have a nickname like from us.
Carlito.
Carlito.
Carlito. Carlito. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like Carlito.
Yeah. Yeah, very suave. Actually, I would prefer to be called that now.
Can we call you Nana?
What?
What?
Nana?
Titi? Banana. So what's the word in Tagalog for banana?
Saging.
Saging? Yeah. Saging banana.
It's my boy Saging. Oh, God. Yeah. Childhood nicknames are fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, childhood is wild. We touched on a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gambling at a young age.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how good that pizza was when you earned it, when you earned that money, the bread, and like you got to get the slice. And the thing is, when you won, everyone like lost.
Mm.
Kind of fucked up, but like you took their money, they couldn't get their pizza.
Yeah.
So like two or three people would get to eat the slice at the end of the night.
Mm.
And the rest would just have to like, yo, can I get a sip, bro? Like, can I get some like Coke, like just a little drink? That's where I learned to do the waterfall thing. But like, yeah, childhood's like hilarious. True. You just like,
yeah, like I'm just having like, did you guys ever have like this classroom romance?
Yeah,
like for example, like for we would be in class and like if you like someone, you just write on a piece of paper some stuff and then you pass it over. Like
I did some notes. Did you ever get caught?
Oh yes, I did get caught and like the teacher roasted us and she make us stand and we were like a lesson to everybody.
Yeah, we had to say it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And I remember that very clearly because it was just a very hard situation. I remember I liked one of the boys mm-hmm. and his friend liked me. So I was passing over the paper to the guy that I liked mm-hmm. and that friend saw that I sent it and he opened the paper, he saw it, and then he gave it to his friend and he's like, he was so disappointed at me. And I'm like, damn.
Good for him though to he's yeah. like, I can't do it, but you here you go, bro.
Yeah,
he like,
just
he
just,
like passed it on. He's like,
he still gave this. It to his friend. Yeah.
Yeah, what a guy, what a young age. Props to him.
Good yeah, him. Like I feel like when you have a back then when you have a crush in class, like that just like just makes your year, you know, like you're just like, you know,
it's so funny.
You look up to it, you know, you just come back, you go to the class, like you dress well, like, you're hoping that person will look at you, you know, that's it.
Doing the MSN messenger, like being like, hey, like I like you, ha ha ha, and then you go to school and you just don't talk to them.
Yeah. I remember
you just ignore each other.
I remember my friend, she liked a boy in another school, so but we would see him when we were going to our school. So what we did, she wrote on a paper, do you like me? Yes or no? And two options.
Damn.
No.
And I just had to like give it to him and he laughed so hard when he saw that paper. Wow. And I was like, no.
That heartbreak.
Yeah. No. Like, and then you just spend the year writing your initials like all over the walls and desks and like hoping that.
Oh yeah, H plus C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
J plus.
With a heart on it.
Yeah, crazy. Around it.
Did you guys have secret spots to meet?
Yes.
Secret spots.
Actually, I don't know, because I grew up in small towns. Like the whole town was our spot.
Under a rock.
Yeah, the rock I spray painted on. I was like, guys, me turn 20.
No, we used to meet like in the washroom or behind the washroom, because the washroom in the playground Ooh. Was kind of like a different building, like a small building. So like we go behind it and meet, and that was like very wild.
Yeah. Okay, so actually in our middle school, so middle school in this particular place like started in grade 8. Mm. When I was in grade 8, we got to like go to the high school.
Mm-hmm.
In the high school building.
Mm.
And when lunch is lunch, you get to like go out and do whatever. You could leave school premises, which was the coolest thing in the world.
I could never, like, when I came here and I saw how you guys do high school, I'm like, damn, like,
it's
wow.
So like free, right?
So privileged, mm-hmm. you know?
Right? Like, you can leave? You can leave the school?
You can wear whatever you want. We had to wear uniforms.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no. So, like, it was just so public school, right? This is why I am the way I am.
that's government schools too. We had to wear uniforms.
Yeah. I have both sides of it, yeah.
But, like, the secret spot. No, I don't know, secret spot. We were just always... I don't know why it has to do with pizza again, but... Like in grade 8, we just always
that's
would go.
That's all you could afford at that age.
Yeah, like, yes. I didn't work. Like, I just would, like, beg, fucking, mama, I did the dishes. Like, I'd be, like, sauce $5 my way. And then yeah. we would walk, not that, or longboard. We were longboarding a ton at this time. And you could get custom longboards. And the thing about the when you ordered a custom longboard, I never did. It was too expensive. Mm. But it was like, they had stats. Like the speed, the handling, like everything. It's so funny. But like, that's like our like, oh, we got cars. I got this engine. Like, but for a fucking skateboard. Anyways, we would go to this deli and we just get two slices of pizza for like $2 to $3 and then a Coke. It was good times. So we just like hung out there, fucking eat, chill, and then go back to class.
That's not secret.
Yeah. That's not secret. It's just, yeah, the whole town, like, we would just go as a gang. Like, oh, you guys want Subway today? Like, oh, you guys want...
No, I meant secret spot for meeting with your crush. Oh! So that no one, so that no one sees you too.
The park.
Like, this is the point where you're not out yet. Like, you're just like... telling him that you like him, like, so what we would do is like, oh, Rabab wants to see you behind the washroom, and then they would go tell him, and then the guy would come, so my girls would be behind me, his boys will be behind him. And we would just like talk like, hey,
you just grew up in this fucking, you know, Greece. I think
I like you, you know, and stuff like that. And then once you become like boyfriend girlfriend, then once you walk in that playground with them, it's
public.
It's official. Yeah, like, oh, it's happening. Oh,
so cute. That's the whole thing.
No, I remember like being in a park and playing like Truth or Dare. And actually, we changed it to Dare and Dare.
Oh.
So like...
Dare and Dare.
Dare and Dare. And so like, yeah, like you'd just be in a park like, they kissed. I'm like, oh my God.
He touched her hand.
Yeah, like, oh my God, they're holding hands. Like,
Big deal. Yeah.
And it was all just neighborhood kids. It's like people just in the area. Like, oh, like, it's because it's always parents to see through the window. Like, oh, like, go play with them. That's just how you meet. And we're like, oh, can I go down the slide too? You just do that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, park was always like, I'll meet you there at 7. Mm-hmm. And we'll just go on the swings. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk under the stars. You're just on the swings talking about like, so homework is crazy, right? Homework is wild.
4 plus 1 equals
funny
2
thing, in Syria, like, you could rarely see swings. You know why? Because kids are so wild that they just break all of them.
What?
Yeah. Dang. Actually, no. Yeah. That happens a lot. I remember, I would take this. I would do this too. I would take the swing and like do it as hard as I could so it could wrap around the pole. And then like,
I guess the government here fixes them. Our government didn't. So
fair enough. Have you ever seen someone get the wind knocked out of them?
The wind knocked out of them?
When someone falls down really hard on their back or their chest.
Oh yeah.
And they just, because all the air gets knocked out of your lungs.
Yeah.
And it's the most terrifying thing you've ever seen.
That happened to my friend, but she fell on a boy, and I laughed so hard. The boy was very thin and she was kind of big, and we were playing and she fell on him and I saw his eyes pop, you know, and I laughed so hard, and she stopped being friends with me for a bit just because of that. I was just laughing so hard. And his friend just like came to pick him up, and he was just like,
he was just very flat, like, he didn't have a shovel to like scrape him from the ground.
I still can't forget that. It's so funny.
No, like, it's so terrifying when you see someone fall down and all the air comes out because they're like, like, and it's like they're fighting for life right now. And I remember just like, holy shit, this is like hard to watch because you can't do anything. Like, it's literally just them having to get air back.
But is it that bad? Like, you just fall.
If watching someone fall.
Oh,
and it's scary too. No, I'm
scared because I don't want to jinx each other. Like, but I haven't fallen in a while, you know, so I don't know how that feels.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, but me too.
But like, no, like,
actually, no, because of a rainy season and weather and the stairs being so fucking wet.
No,
you fell downstairs.
I ate shit, bro. Not too long ago. I almost did. Actually.
Were you with someone?
No, I was with my nephew, and my nephew was just like
fucking on the top of the stairs.
Like that the whole time. And how I knew is because when I got to the bottom of the stairs, slipping, almost eating shit, I looked up to him and he's just like, like, wide mouth.
Wait,
and...
eating shit? What do you mean? There was shit.
No.
Sorry,
like, I almost fell, like, really
eating shit. Like, eating shit is like, that... oh, you ate shit. Like, you slipped really hard.
It's a very Canadian thing.
Because I thought there was shit on the floor.
No. Carl had a long week. But like, no, I don't know why we do that. Because you know when someone fucks up, or if you dropped a glass,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, you're shitting the bed now. Like, it has no correlation with what you just did.
What you just did.
Like, oh, don't shit the bed. If you were like going to go perform somewhere, I'd be like, oh, don't shit the bed. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to use it more now. Fuck you guys. I will make this a known thing, in our area. God damn it. But yeah.
But I'm jealous of you guys, like, because you guys experience all of those romance things. Childhood.
It was just like you're a kid. Like, you're just cute,
cute kind of like, you know, romance things.
I got the red hand.
Ooh, one time a boy, like, I mean, he was my boyfriend, I guess. But we were in grade
4 years old. 4 years five old. Years old. Yeah.
Like, I guess.
We were in grade 6. So what he did to try to impress me, he stole his mom's jewelry.
Whoa.
To give it to me. And then it was very nice jewelry. I don't know if it was like real or like just like some cheap, but like
man's knew what to do.
But I remember like I got all this jewelry from him because and I was like, wow.
Did
like,
you keep it?
See, like, okay, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. Sorry, I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
I was like, damn, like, that's a lot. And then I remember his ex-girlfriend, she came to me and she told me, show me what he got you. And I was like, here. And she's like, he never got me any of this. And I'm like, he likes me more.
You had beef?
And then I went back home, I showed my mom, and she's like, this is not for you, this is for his mom. You know? And I never tell my mom about my boyfriends, like, because, you know, like, you're not supposed to have a boyfriend at that age, you know? But like, I had all these jewelry. I was like, what am I going to do with that? You know, like,
it's in the black market.
It looks like it belongs to a mom, you know? Like, it doesn't belong to a...
Bob's been dressing like she's 40 years old. So she's like 12.
With all the diamond earrings.
Just pulling out her
fucking... Yeah, and then next day I just told him to give it back to his mom. It was so lame. He felt so lame. He's like, no, I don't want to do that. And
is
I'm
that
like,
the first time you got an ick? You're like,
Yeah. I think that was my first ick ever. Yeah.
No, I think, like, even another thing. I remember I used to have these makeshift parties because I wanted to impress, homies and the girls that would come over. Because, like, so... The Northern Store, the grocery store that I went to go steal ketchup chips as a child when I was stripping for chips. Anyways, it's not a long walk. It's like a 7-minute walk there and back, or 7-minute walk there and then whatever back. But I used to like pretty much as soon as my grandma would leave, I'd call up, I'd pull up in the phone book, hit up the homies, come to my house, we're having a party, da da da. Call each other, call da da da, like call everybody.
Phone book, damn.
Boys, girls, I needed the... Oh. What? I had a phone book.
Brought back so much memory.
Yeah, I had a phone. I had some of the numbers memorized. I was like, yo, bro, Jordan, come through. Got the party going on in my house. It's like 2 o'clock on a Saturday. It's like not daylight out and shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I go into our cupboard. I grab some chips, pour in a big bowl. And then my friend Homer and Christian come over first. And I was like, guys, we gotta clean first before everybody gets here. And so like we're cleaning, I'm like, Homer's mopping. we're like 7 years old. He's like sweeping. Christian's doing dishes. And then friends started coming, like I wanna say like 16 people came, which is like a lot as a kid. And for a time I didn't have a big house. We're just like vibing. Like I was like, yeah, music's on. Chat, mingle. Mingle. 7 years old. I was young because I saw it on TV. I saw it on Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. I was like, oh, that's how you do it. Like, that's how you, like.
I feel like at that age, we thought we were like
main character.
we thought we're like actually old. Like even me when I think about myself,
I wanted to be old.
Yeah,
so bad.
When I was like 10 or 12, I'm like I was old enough. Like I was conscious. I knew what I'm doing, you know. But like no, you didn't. Like you were a kid. You know.
My grandparents told me stories of even just when I would go to the grocery store with them. I would go behind the counters and stuff and try to work. Like, this is before I gained consciousness. I was, like, a really young kid. I was like, I'll take out the trash.
You'll probably regret that now.
No, I wanted money. I don't know what it was, but I was like, oh, I'll do this so you can pay me, and I'll work. I'll do it every day. And I was like, I'll get the money every day. And I was like, I didn't have memory then. But I remember asking to work a lot, though. I remember going to... I just wanted to work for some reason. I needed...
You know the life hack, you know? The life hack. Just needed to work.
Yeah, because I knew money brought me ketchup chips. I was like, this is how it works.
You didn't have to strip for it.
I didn't have to strip for it, bro. I was like, I could get a job and then get the ketchup chips. But anyways, back to the house party thing. I just had this house party, and then, like, it's been, like, 6 minutes. Everyone lived close. They kind of came and just, like, talked about it. And then in the distance, I see my grandma just walking back with these two big bags of groceries. Oh, no. And I was like, ayo, everyone get the out. Like, and so everyone scattered from my house. I got so scared. Johnny! I jumped out my window. So it's not that high. It's not that high of a jump. Like, it's not like crazy. But I jumped out of my window. It's actually, if you looked at it, you'd be like, wow. But, like, I was like, I'm not getting caught. So, like, I left everything. But it was funny because, like, my grandma would have just came home. There's bowls of chips out, music's playing, and everything's clean. So, like, I was like, giving her, like, here you go, grandma. Thank you for all the hard work you do. But I, like, jumped out the window.
You just came to the entrance after she come in?
No. I jumped out the window. Grandma, yeah. No, I got scared, bro. I jumped out the window, caught up with Jordan, went to his house. And then my grandma, she's calling all my buddies' houses. She's, where's Cameron? Put Cameron on the phone. Or, like, talking to, like, their parents. Like, is Cameron at your house?
Right.
Yeah. She's like, come home now. And then I came home and nothing happened. He said, okay, you're home. Here's dinner. I was like, oh, shit.
House is clean.
I cleaned the house. I just set out some chips for her. But she got, I think she got mad because of the amount of kids that were just in the house. They invited friends that I invited. And, like, she was like, you're just bringing all these kids into our house. Like, what if they take stuff? Mm. Like, steal stuff? Like, you know? Like,
have you ever been punished for something that you got caught doing? Like, I don't know, like, what, you got in trouble and you got punished. Like, what's the worst?
I don't want to get our parents in trouble. No, just kidding.
No, I think I stole something and then they made me go back and give it to the store. Like, hi, I stole this.
My brother used to steal a lot of things when he would go to other kids' houses.
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't steal from a house. I stole from, like, a store.
It would be so funny. Yeah, like, he would... Like, every time we would go to someone's house. He was very little, though, like, not a baby, but, like, kindergarten age.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then we would, like, play with whatever kid they have, and then...
This is my makeover.
And then he just, like, sneaks in things in his pocket, and when we go back home, my mom, like, is, like, you know, undressing him, making him wear his pajamas, and she's like, what are these things, you know? Where did you take them from? And then it's just so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing to take him places because he just took stuff.
He's just like kleptomaniac. Oh, I swear, it's a problem.
This looks good.
It was so funny. But he was a kid, so that's why it wasn't like that embarrassing. Obviously, he doesn't do that anymore. But, like, you know, imagine if he still does that and, like, we never knew. Like, you know,
holy shit.
Imagine that would be a twist.
I used to be so scared, like, getting home after 6 p.m. Because back in Philippines,
lights was going already, off,
like lights,
lights turning off. On.
Street lights turning on, and that's usually a sign for me to just, oh fuck, I gotta run back home, and because I didn't want to get caught, obviously, and have to do all the yelling and the nagging at me, and
I was helping their mom do dishes. Yeah. Like,
what are you doing? It's already bus curfew.
That's when I knew I fucked up. And then moments later after all the nagging.
Oh my god, go kneel there.
Like, usually it would be a bed of salt. And oh shit. At least that was, like, one of the most memorable thing that I was punished with.
What's that for? Oh, it's punishment.
Yeah, yes.
Sorry, I'm fucking blacking out here.
It's just because of, like, curfew and stuff and safety reasons.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which, you know.
Of course.
That's good. But my kid brain was just like, no, I want to play more with my friends, right? I just want to be free. I'm an adult.
Comes out your checkbook? Like, how much? How much to pay outside? Mom?
I got the checkbook.
How much to play outside right now? Have you guys ever write checks?
Yeah, write checks.
No. When I turned 18, I ordered a checkbook. It was so nice.
Really?
I had my name on there and everything. And I was like, this is great. It's gone now, though. I don't know where it is. Yeah. That's not a great thing to say. Like, someone just has access to that. It's somewhere. It's somewhere, like, just somewhere. Gone, like, hidden in storage. But, like...
That's good. Well, I mean, I didn't have that in Philippines, but it would have probably helped, honestly. Valid. But for me, when I see that, like, bed of rice...
Oh, yeah, shit. Sorry.
Sorry?
I want to hear the punishment.
Yeah, I cut you off. I just...
No. So, like, whenever I would see that salt, bed of salt in this, like, weird container saucer-looking pan thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that would just be automatic, like, fuck, I don't want to do it. I don't know what... I would immediately already cry.
Damn.
Even though
what did you do with it?
So, what it is that I kneeled, or people that were in trouble, like, the kids that were in trouble, like, kneeled on it.
Ooh.
And it would hurt like
a You told me that story before.
Did I?
You did. Oh, maybe some party we were, you know.
And then chatting. Obviously, like, coming from a religious, like, household, like, I would have two Bibles, like, with my hands, like, spread out.
You're bench pressing. Who's bench pressing Jesus the Lord? I'm out here, bro.
I remember what it is now. Because 6 p.m., I would always remember that we're supposed to pray as a family together.
Yeah.
And that's also like nighttime already. So that makes sense.
Oh,
but when you miss that and it's already 6 p.m. or past that and you get home, that bed of salt and those two Bible books, you're going to get fucked.
Like, bare knee?
Bare knee? You're going to be kneeling on it and then you're going to do that for like a good hour. And it would hurt like a bitch.
That's kind of like a slow pain.
Yeah.
What do you think that's taught you as an adult now?
What
do you take out of that?
Not to stay past curfew? I don't know. I think there's maybe like realize like safety is definitely important because Philippines, especially in my area, a lot of weird people, a lot of.
Oh, was that back in Philippines or here?
Yeah. Back in Philippines.
Oh, okay, makes sense. Because even in my country, same thing. Like, once it's dark, it's like danger. Like,
danger.
Yeah, there was still kids playing in the dark, and like, whatever. Like, but it's like a safety risk. Yeah, it is. Like, it's not good. Yeah.
Those kids had balls. I was like, I'm going to get fucked if I don't get home. Like, that's it. And I bolted. And then there was just those times where. Yeah, PTSD would trigger it, and I don't know. Holy, I don't want to see like a.
So you don't like your food with salt?
Salt, get it away! If you guys ever see Carl in public, you throw salt at him and see what happens.
I just melt like a fucking slug or whatever.
Dude, have you ever seen someone put salt on a slug?
Bro,
I've never seen it.
That's like the most cruelest thing.
It's like, so fucked.
Yeah.
Bro, people suck. Humans are not great, man. We're not. Honestly, we're great, but we're not. I don't know.
Like, honestly, I'm a hypocrite. Honestly, I would just be that guy, just like fuck with slugs. And
you did
salt.
That? Yeah. I did that with ants.
Yeah. I used to step on them.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounded personal. That sounded like you named them first and then stepped on them. That sounded like, yeah, take this. Take
the shoe. Sorry.
We like the sound of, you know.
You like the sound?
Of their screams? They're just crying out for help. And Rabob's like, excellent. Excellent. My work is done. What the fuck?
Actually, no. I would actually do that to roly-polies. You know
what the fuck? You know who am I sitting with right now? I'm sitting with
sociopaths. I mean, I gotta... Like, they're fucking gross, man.
The dung beetles.
No. Are they dung beetles here?
I think, right? They collect poop?
No, the one that I'm talking about is a centipede. Like, we call them roly-polies because... they roll.
To me, you're saying like four different things.
Really?
Yeah, roly-polies, centipedes.
It's like basically a centipede. And that's what we call
anyways.
Them. Yeah, anyways, yeah. So every time I would see them, like they're always around. So me, I would always just be all already like scared of them because it's so weird. Like they have so many legs and then they're fucked up. And I was just like, fuck, fuck, fuck. You know, already like automatically fight or flight. And then. My foot would just be automatically stomping.
But they were really strong and it just took you away. It just grabbed onto your foot. It just to watch it.
You just dragged me to their lair.
That's why Carl was late after 6 p.m. Yeah. Mom, you wouldn't believe what happened. But, no, I would do that to ants. I would fuck with ants.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, like, here we go. Let's go this direction. Or I'd stomp their house, see what happens.
Yeah.
But they bite hard. Anyways, hey, that was a podcast, right?
That was wild.
That's a fucking podcast. So, I don't know. This
many things again.
I don't know. What? Yeah. I don't even know what the hell we're going to title this. This has been an experience. Happy Friday. I mean, you're going to see this on Tuesday anyways, or listen to it on Tuesday. Thank you guys for watching. Please like and subscribe.
Yes. Again, this is Father Carl. Yeah. Father Tata. Blessing you Father and your family. Tata.
This is Lizard signing off. You know? This is
Ruru. Rabzi.
Rabzi.
Bob. Yes. Yeah. You know? This is the gang. Episode 4. One and done. No, wait. No. Done. Done? Multiples and done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for catching up to us.
Yeah. There'll be more in the future.
More in the future.
Bye-bye.
Oh, follow, share, like, and subscribe.
I already said that.
Oh, you did? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
That's a podcast.
Stop the recording.